Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Glad you're with me today as we are heading into the final few verses of our study in 1 John. Just want to comment how much fun I have had studying this book. I hope that you have enjoyed yourself as much as I have tried to be true to the spirit of the text. I have tried not to always just give my point of view. I've tried to be open to what I understand are other points of view regarding these texts. I'm not scared to do that. I don't think any preacher should be. If the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, either you agree or you disagree. I was talking to someone just today, in fact, when I'm recording this, about defending the faith. And I said, you know, I don't argue too much anymore. I used to argue a lot. I don't really argue a whole lot anymore about the faith or about the word. But if I ever do encounter someone who's pretty hostile regarding me being a believer or whatever, I usually just try to say to somebody, look, I respect the fact that you don't believe and would ask that you respect the fact that I do. I'm not trying to get you to believe what I believe. I'm not trying to convince you that I'm right and you're wrong. I have faith that God loves me, that Jesus paid a great price for me, and that he lives in me. I don't need anybody else to really agree or approve of that because my faith is built, A, it's built on the Word, which I think is a solid foundation, and B, it is built upon the fact that I know he has worked in my life and spoken to me. So to try to convince me that my faith is wrong is silly because I've seen what God can do and know what God is doing in my own life. And so, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here. You wouldn't be listening to the podcast if you didn't at least in some way believe. But maybe that'll help you in, when you deal with people. To be respectful, honor the fact that they make the decisions that they make. Expect the same kind of respect back from them, but don't expect them to respect who you are if you don't respect who they are. And so if you choose not to believe, and again, I know you do or you wouldn't be listening, but if that individual chooses not to believe, that's their choice that they make. But I choose to believe what the Word says. Now, my defense for that is where the Apostle Paul is standing in front of the Roman governor and says, or the Jewish governor, actually, Agrippa, and he says to him, I would that all men were fully persuaded. And then to the Roman church, he said, let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. So what I hope is that people are fully persuaded of the gospel. What is the gospel? Well, the gospel, I was talking about with this to my staff the other day. So how do you define the gospel? Well, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To me, that is a great definition. The gospel, everybody goes, well, it's good news. Well, what's good news about it? It's God's power to save you. God's power to save you, not your power to save you. The gospel is God doing the saving. It's like the author of Hebrews says in Hebrews 2, Christ tasted death for all of us, and he has become the captain of our salvation so that he might lead many sons to glory. He doesn't lead slaves to glory. He doesn't drive slaves to glory. He leads sons to glory. That's a big difference in a slave driver and a son bringer. He brings sons to glory. So have the identity of sonship. You are sons, and then let him bring the salvation out in you. I know we didn't get into 1 John today, and we might not tomorrow. I don't know. We'll just talk. I'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.